It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern Time. Join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a gift every week.
Side effects may include jocularity and increased knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
We got that. Jocularity, increased knowledge.
Well, one of us is going to laugh if we don't all laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, so today is the day after yesterday and the day before tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
How you like that?
Very nice. let me look. I think today's Wednesday.
That sounds right, but you could be wrong, and I wouldn't know
the
difference.
Thursday.
And you know what?
Anyway,
it doesn't matter because
doesn't matter.
Everybody's going to be listening to the show whenever it suits them. So
exactly.
They could be listening to the show on Monday or Sunday.
Yeah, that's
whatever.
True.
So it doesn't matter.
That's true.
So I have a word of the day.
Word of the day.
After I remind everybody that this week's trivia question is on beunique.org. And the reason that we want to tell you about the trivia is because you can learn a little bit. There are things to learn in every trivia. They're not earth-shattering things, but they're important to some.
Well, sometimes they're earth-shattering. You never know.
We might start talking about volcanoes and earthquakes. You just can't tell.
Can't tell.
So by participating in our trivia contest or by participating at all, like Gene said at the beginning, you have the opportunity to have your name put into a drawing to win a gift every week. And we will mail it to you no matter where in the world you live.
Mm-hmm.
We've given away hundreds of dollars worth of gifts. And most people say they're kind of cool.
Definitely. Oh, I think every one of them are cool. And you know, when they get Wonka Vision perfected, we'll bring it to you personally.
Oh, man, that would be so cool. You know, we're going to have a show about Wonka Vision one day. I promise.
Yeah. I hope they're still working on it.
I'm sure they are. So today's word of the day is reality.
Reality.
It is the world or the state of things as they actually exist, as opposed to an idealistic or notional idea of them.
Right.
Reality is something that is actually experienced or seen, especially when it could be grim or problematic. And I guess the opposite of reality would be imagination or fantasy or fantastical.
Yeah, I think that would be good. I think that when you said the first definition, what was the first definition you said?
Reality is the world or the state of things as they actually exist, as opposed to an idealistic or notional idea of them.
I see. Okay. Well, I mean, I was just kind of always interested in the concept of people creating their own realities, and you do it by imagining. So that right there is it, that it's you take all the imagining things, the imaginary things,
mm-hmm.
and it becomes reality if you make it happen around you in so it actually is, it comes to pass.
Well,
that's pretty interesting.
Exactly. And anybody who knows me, anybody who's known me for any length of time at all would tell you that I am typically a very cheerful person. I tend to be happy. I tend to find the silver lining in any cloud. I'm looking for rainbows all the time.
Mm-hmm.
My husband has told me more than once that he prefers my smile to my non-smiling face. He just,
oh, sure.
I mean, there are some people who look okay when they're not smiling, but I think that expression, when mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, was probably invented for me. But there was a point early on in the COVID lockdown in the United States. I don't know. At first, it didn't affect me too much. But then after a while of hearing a lot of other people talking about how it affected them, because I am an empath, I picked up on their anguish. And I remember feeling really down. I just felt down one day. And I don't like that. It's not a comfortable feeling for anybody, but some people can do it and get away with it. I can't.
Well, it happens though.
And so I was really working on, you know, many hours of this bad feeling. And then I said, you know what? I am smarter than this. I can do better than this. And I just reminded myself, I have a choice. I can be happy or I can feel the way I feel. And I said, I choose to be happy. So what I did is I actually stood up and I shook my hands over my head like I was reaching for something tall. And I remember just shaking my body like I was trying, like a dog would shake off water. And I said, I dismiss this feeling and I am going to feel happy. And I did. It just turned my world around. So we can imagine. And was it John Lennon talked about, you know, imagine the world the way we want it.
Anything we can imagine is possible.
Anything. It is. We have the ability to not only heal ourselves, but to heal the world if we want to.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think we're going to talk about reality shows. And I think that's one of the things that I have thought about reality shows since we started talking about them or going to, was that, you know, it kind of takes away, I think it's, I shouldn't say take away, it creates a different perception watching reality shows, like as entertainment, let's say, as opposed to a fantasy show, as opposed to reading a book where the image, the visual images are all in your head. You know, and I think that's definitely, we watch them for different things versus reading them. You know, why do we watch people the way they are? Or do we watch, it's not a documentary. So we were talking about the different kinds of reality shows earlier. What was that one you were saying that?
Well, you know, I had Barb, my lovely assistant. I love calling her that.
She is lovely.
She is lovely and she is absolutely an assistant. She's our research assistant for this show. And I just love her for that. She looked up the 10 top reality shows in America, which surprised me because when I think of a reality show, they're not necessarily realistic because there were reality shows that came and went where they were supposedly real events like The Bachelorette or there were several where people would get together and they'd move into a house with housemates that they'd never met before. And the purpose was to create, contrast, conflict. I actually know a couple who's now divorced, but when they were married, they wanted to do that wife swap reality show. And they were told that it would be scripted and they opted out of it because they didn't want to have their life scripted.
Right.
But believe it or not, that's not what Barb found as among some of the better, the top reality shows. Number one on the list is America's Got Talent. And that was the one I was telling you about because Howie Mandel is one of the judges on this show. And Howie Mandel follows Be Unique on Twitter. He's a Twitter follower. And so I love that. In fact, I checked the other day. I follow him and Be Unique follows him too. But the other day I was on Twitter and I thought, I wonder if he's unfollowed us, because you can unfollow people as easily as you can follow them. And so I checked and he's still following us. So that makes me happy. So don't forget you're muted, Gene. But America's Got Talent was started in June of 2006. And that's 14 years. They pull talent from a lot of different countries around the world. I can remember watching that with my mom. She loved a lot of those reality shows. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the shows she watched are on this top 10 list. So some of them weren't, but the second highest ranking one is Last Comic Standing. Now it ran from 2003 to 2010, and then it started up again in 2014. I don't know if it's still going or not. But that one, the winner gets a cash prize and a TV special. I was going to say, I forgot, America's Got Talent, you know, what they do is they let the people vote. That's what brings in the reality content, I think.
I see.
The viewers get to vote on the winners. I think the judges, they vote up through like the third round. And then after that, the audience gets to vote.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody's living vicariously through those folks.
Yeah.
They're enjoying the joys and the sorrows and all that.
I can remember there was another show. It didn't make the top 10. But, and I don't remember which show was which, but there's one called America's Got Talent that's still running. And then there's American Idol, which is no longer running. Mm-hmm. One of these shows, I think they were both America's Got Talent. There was a young man named Scotty McCreery who sings, and he won that show. My mother predicted that he would win because of his voice. And he won, so she was really excited that she picked a winner. And I think a lot of people like to do that. They like to pick the winner. They like to know that they're on the winning side of something.
Yeah. And you know what? You were describing that and picking a winner. It made me think about, you know, when the old theater, they used to turn and talk to the audience sometimes.
Yes.
And that would include them in specific circumstances. I mean, Shakespeare even did that, have the act go on and the actor would turn and break and talk to the audience.
Break the fifth wall.
Bring them in.
Yeah. Because the theory is that every stage has four walls. Mm-hmm. And then the fifth wall is that wall between the actors and the audience.
Oh, what a great way to put it. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. And the cabaret style entertainment breaks that fifth wall on a regular basis. Yeah. That's one of the things that people like for them to do. And another thing that does that fifth wall is when they have like the mystery dinner theater, you know, you go and you pay for a meal and you get a show at the same time. And if you go to a live comedy show, they often will interact with the audience.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, one of the greatest times in my life was when I got to go on stage and play Billy Joe Armstrong's guitar on during a Green Day concert.
Oh, wow.
I was in the back of the room, but some young kid in the front got to go up there, and I was him while I was there. You know, they didn't pick me because I was, you know, but I got to do it. You know, they put three people up there at their instruments. Showed them three chord progressions and three beats and said, do this. And I got to play that day a little bit with them. It was pretty fun.
That's really cool.
In my mind, of course.
well, hey, in your mind, that's That's where the reality really is. If you think
exactly.
About it.
Exactly. We create our own realities, you know.
Now, another show that is still running and is in the top 10 is Survivor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of people consider that a leader in American TV. I've never watched the show.
I haven't really watched it, but
I know of it.
We've done it and people love it and all that.
I know of it, but I've never watched it. It's just not my thing. Another show I've never watched. Actually, almost all of these I've never watched.
America's, me too, actually.
America's Next Top Model. That's number 5.
I didn't know that was one.
Yeah, that's one of the top 10.
Well, you know, and I mean, I think about reality shows. I think about those. But, you know, also kind of back when I watched TV, used to watch things like they would come on the cooking shows, you know, and the guys who go doing picking in the barns across the nation, you know.
I used to love to watch Julia Child and Justin. I forget his last name. Justin Time, I think he called himself. He was a Cajun chef. But I'm not really fond of these shows where the chef is yelling at people.
Oh yeah, that's different taste for sure.
Yeah, and a lot of that happens sometimes in these reality shows. Like, well, let's see, there's Project Runway, that the winner is the best designer. And then there's Top Chef, where people from different countries compete. And I think they tend to yell at people on Top Chef, but they're trying to get a place, and it's their moment of fame, and it's their opportunity to show the world that they've got what it takes or not. But you know,
I think it gives people hope, I guess, and maybe a paradigm, you know, something to watch, an example, what's something to shoot for, you know.
Yeah.
All that sort of thing. Yeah, pretty cool. I mean,
now here's a show that I have watched. I don't watch it often. Shark Tank.
And now I have watched that a couple of times.
That's where, you know, people either invent something or they come up with an idea for improving something, and then they go, and these sharks are basically investors or millionaires that have money to invest in a company, and they'll either invest usually they invest for a percentage, an interest in the organization or in the company.
Well, you know, and it's kind of interesting. I do. That's one I've watched because my mom watches it, and I've watched it with her a couple times. And it's interesting, again, with the paradigm, because if you watch it, it actually can give you an idea of the kinds of things that these investors, who are just professional investors, they invest in businesses. If they think it's a good deal, it works out, they sell them. If it doesn't work out, they lose money, and it's all part of the formula. But they kind of tell the ideas on why they do it. So if you're watching the show, you can kind of get an idea of their rationale while they're saying, well, I'll give you this much for that percentage, but I'm not giving you that much for that percentage.
Exactly.
And they say why. So it helps the person.
It helps you look at the trends of what's being bought and sold in business.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're on the right track, and maybe you need to change plans and do something a little different, you know, to get what you want, to create your reality, you know? So, yeah.
And this is interesting. The number 10 show is Dancing on Ice. Now, I've never been a fan of the Disney on Ice or Dancing on Ice or Broadway on Ice, but I love Olympic ice skating, and that's kind of the same thing.
Very cool. Yeah, I always liked that, the dancing skating on the Olympics. One of the few shows I'd tune into. Of course, I like the downhill ones too, the really fast.
Yes
skiing. Anyway,
now, you know, other countries have similar reality shows. I've seen, you can go on YouTube and you can watch like Britain's Got Talent or Australia's Got Talent, or you can, I've seen Germany's Got Talent. And it's interesting because these people may not speak our language, but they have similar interests. For instance, I found out through Barbara, thank God for Barb, the Great British Baking Show is ranked number 7.
Really?
Now they have, they have a Survivor show. Now I don't know if it's the same one that we have or if it's their version, but our Survivor ranks number 3, and in Britain it ranks number 2.
Really?
They have something called Love Island, which is similar to our Bachelor series. And then there, Britain has something called The Real World. It didn't make it on our top 10 list, but since 1992 in Britain, the premise of 7 strangers who live in an apartment and have their lives taped has been number 1.
Now that was that very first one.
Yeah.
Thing they did, right?
I think so.
Huh.
Now Britain's Got Talent ranks number 3, whereas America's Got Talent ranks number 1.
How interesting.
And they have dancing version as well. But we are out of time.
Oh, man.
Tomorrow is going to be fun because tomorrow Gene and I are going to talk about how we plan to ring in the new year. Or we might talk about how we've done it in the past, or who knows. But that's the idea, is ringing in the new year.
Something to do with having to do with a new year.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. So with that, I'm going to say goodbye. And if Gene wants to play a tune out of here, that's fine.
You know, I'm going to tell you what, I just took a bite of peanuts. Sorry. I'm going to go ahead and opt to play tomorrow.
That's fine. I would say well, you know what? Let's see if I've got my, I'll play a tune, Mary's version. I got my jingle bells. This will be our little goodbye hymn for today. I'm not as musical as Gene is, folks, but we're out of time for today and we've got to get back to work. So until tomorrow, y'all just keep on being real.
Yeah. See you then.
All right. Bye, everybody.